T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jeff, how you doing, buddy? What's going on?
I'm fantastic. How you guys doing?
We're great, man. We're excited about the, you know, even though it's a long shot, the Browns are still alive for the playoffs. And usually by December, we're breaking down who the Browns, what quarterback the Browns should draft this year. And it looks like, knock on wood, that conversation's over for a long time, you know?
Oh, it's fantastic. I agree. I've watched the Browns the last couple weeks, you know, especially this week because I live in Charlotte, so I pay attention to, you know, to the Panthers very closely. And look, the Browns are fun to watch now on offense, right? They had that little trick play they ran. Not really a trick play, but they ran that play twice to score and get a long game later in the game. It's fun to watch. Baker Mayfield, that throw, the touchdown pass to Landry, I mean, he's definitely better than I thought he would be this early in his career.
Yeah, I agree, Jeff. And I love Baker coming out of college, and he was my favorite quarterback. But even me, I was his biggest fan. I've been blown away some of the throws that he's made, including that one you mentioned to Landry. Just the pinpoint accuracy. You know, I don't know that there's many quarterbacks in the league that can make some of the throws that he's making for a rookie. And I was always worried, you know, coming from the Big 12, where he's throwing to guys who are wide open all the time, what's he going to do with tight coverages? And it seems like it hasn't affected him at all. His accuracy has translated to the NFL.
Yeah, I do wonder if we need to start thinking about these air raid quarterbacks. I know he wasn't really an air raid guy. He does a lot of pro concepts. You know, just a little differently now because they're having more success, right? Pat Mahomes, Baker Mayfield, and I think we might see some more quarterbacks this year, maybe even a Gardner Minshew coming out of Washington State who are successful in kind of this offense. Will Greer as well. So I wonder if we have to rethink the way that we've always thought about these Big 12 quarterbacks who, generally speaking, have not been very successful in the NFL, and probably time to think differently about them.
We're talking with Jeff Schwartz, former NFL offensive lineman, now with the Action Network. Jeff, the Browns go to Denver. The Broncos had been playing really well, and then they had a bad game last week. How big a factor, you know, obviously they traded Demaryius Thomas, but they still played well after they traded him. But then Emmanuel Sanders goes down. How big an injury is that? Is it coincidental that they played really poorly in their first game without him, or is it a big deal?
Well, when you lose both your best wide receivers, that's obviously going to be a problem, right? I mean, it's not like Case Keenum is so dynamic that he's going to make everyone around him better like a lot of other quarterbacks can do that are great. So I think it definitely is probably hurting them. But Denver is really tough at home. They've always been tough at home. They can still play defense. So I think this game is going to be tough for the Browns. But I think it's at, what, 3 now? The spread around 3. I would probably take the Browns plus the points anyways. But I think it's going to be a really good game. I think the Broncos will play better than they did against the Niners, put it like that.
I think it just crossed through to 2.5, the last I saw, Jeff, which is a big...
Yeah, Sharps love the Browns, man. They've loved them for a while. For years now, they're finally getting their money back on all the years they bet the Browns. I came on here last week and I told you guys, like, I love the Browns and it was my favorite bet of the week. I was shocked that I heard so many smart people that I like that you know, do this for a living say that they were on the Panthers. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, as we take, 2.5 is the line that I'm seeing right now. So we'll see how that plays out this weekend. Another game that I wanted to ask you about, Jeff, is the Steelers and Patriots, a game that the Browns fans will be keeping an eye on if they can find a way to win on Saturday night and keep their division hopes alive. They're going to need the Steelers to lose out, essentially, and it would start this weekend. You know, New England, I saw the stat, I think all-time with Belichick after they lose outright as a favorite. Like, they cover almost every time. Is this a game where you think the Patriots continue to that dominance against the Steelers team that blew a close one last week against Oakland?
I kind of do. I mean, I keep thinking the Steelers are going to play better, right? Because they've always been one of these teams who have played well under chaos. It's one thing that I've actually admired about Mike Tomlin, that, like, somehow they can keep playing well with with chaos around them, and it might be a time where that just isn't the case anymore. And you have a New England team who, like you said, lost in a very weird fashion on Sunday. They go to Pittsburgh. Is Big Ben healthy? Is he not? And I think New England's going to win this game. And I would take them at their short road favorites, kind of everything against what I would ever bet. You know, public's going to be hammering the Patriots as well, but I don't know how you don't do it.
Talking with Jeff Schwartz of the Action Network. Jeff, let's hit on the Thursday night game here tonight. Got a lot of injuries in this game. The Chiefs are down to their third running back. The Chargers are down to their third running back.
Is Fouts playing or not?
Tomlinson. Yeah.
I watched that Stephen A. clip about 5 minutes ago, too. I haven't watched it yet because I just didn't want to watch it. And it is a bad – look, it's hard covering multiple sports. I get that. I mean, I try to do it in college football and in the NFL. And then I also have to kind of know the NBA and kind of pay attention to what's happening. But, man, I mean, like, you just got to get the names right at least. Or just say, like, I'm looking forward to watching the Chargers tight ends against the Chiefs linebackers. Like, like don't just make up names and their guys are not playing.
When I'm doing my national show and somebody asks me about a game that I don't really, you know, like a college football game that I'm not on top of, I just talk generically. You just talk generically so you don't sound like a total idiot.
Correct. Right. Like, that's what you could have done. You could have said, like, plus, I mean, I know they have stat guys and stuff there. And I don't think Stephen A. doesn't do his job. I get that. But, like, it's just, it was really bad. He kind of had all three things that he said about the game are just not happening.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was crazy.
But to that game, who do you like tonight?
Oh, man. I've bet every Thursday night game. I'm a sucker, right? I bet every Thursday night game. I bet every Sunday night game, every Monday night game, all the national college games. But I'm not betting this game. I mean, partly because I root for the Chiefs. The one bet I did take was I like the Chargers over 24.5 points. I think the Chiefs had a tough time stopping them in the first game. I would lean toward taking the Chiefs. I put them in a money line this week, so I like them in that manner. But 3.5 is an awkward number, and I don't like – look, in the last 9 games, obviously the Chiefs have beat the Chargers, and they've won by more than 3.5 every time. But I just – for some feeling, I don't buy the Chargers because I don't buy them until they prove me otherwise, but I feel like this is a game – it's just – you can't bet on every game, and this is one I'm just not betting on.
Hey, Jeff, all right, of these 3 games, rank them in order – if you had to watch these 3 games, rank them in order that you'd watch them. Lions, Bills, Raiders, Bengals, Redskins, Jaguars. All hideous games. Rank them in order that you'd watch them and forced to watch all 3.
Lions, Bills, also Jacksonville, Washington out. That's going to be last.
Yeah, they'd be last, okay. Bengals, Raiders, you know, Lions, Bills.
You know, I'll tell you what. The Raiders are actually playing some pretty good offense right now. And I know we mocked John Gruden, and rightfully so, but they're getting better at offense. I probably would tune in to watch the Raiders-Bengals play. Plus, I think I might bet the over in that game, so that's partly why I'd watch that game. I did bet Lions under 18.5 points because I don't think they'll score very much this weekend. It's a weird week. I don't like the Lions very much. So I've tried to find other ways to kind of get some bets in.
What do you think is going to happen now with Philadelphia with the Carson Wentz injury?
They're going to not make the playoffs. I mean, here's the thing. Like, and I think this is something that we don't really respect quite yet. What Nick Foles did last year. I mean, he's a backup quarterback, guys. I mean, he didn't play terribly well the first 3.5 starts. He played well against the Vikings in the Super Bowl. I mean, it's remarkable what he did. And now he's going to get the reins again. We saw at the beginning of the year he was average because. That's what he is. He's a backup quarterback, and most of them are just average at the most. I mean, very rarely do backup quarterbacks, you know, like a Jimmy Garoppolo, play 3 games and they get signed to be their guy. No one traded for him this offseason, not surprised. So, and the Rams have looked poor in offense the last 2 weeks. I think the Rams score a lot of points this weekend at home against Philly.
You know, it's funny. We've talked a lot about, at least here, about this last spot in the AFC, and it's a crapshoot who's going to win that 6th spot. But you look at the NFC, and the 6th seed in the NFC is even worse. At least at least in the AFC, you have the sixth seed and the Ravens is over 500, and you have nine teams over 500 in the AFC. The sixth seed in the NFC is 6-6-1, and there's only five teams over 500 in the NFC, Jeff.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the Panthers had gone from 6-2, lost five in a row. I mean, I think, look at this, I mean, do you default to the Vikings? I mean, they play the Dolphins this week to win that game, and then they play the Lions and the Bears. I mean, yeah, I mean, you got to feel they win at least two of those games. The Panthers have the Saints twice and the Falcons sandwiched in between. That's going to be pretty tough for them. The Packers are 5-7-1. They go to Chicago. I think they lose this game in Chicago this weekend. So,
yeah.
It really is a cluster in the middle right there. Weirdly enough, the Giants are 5-8. I mean, they have the Titans, the Colts, and the Cowboys. I mean, there's a possibility they win all three, but Odell's out again. And I think with Odell being out, look, the Giants have played some really bad quarterbacks the last couple of weeks, which is really very helpful, right, to play Chase Daniel and play whoever the Redskins had a quarterback, and they put the nine. I mean, they're four of the last five wins are Niners, Bucks, Bears with Chase Daniel and the Redskins. So I think that they might have a chance. I don't know. I don't know.
If it came down to the Redskins between Johnny Manziel and Colin Kaepernick, who do you think they'd give a job to?
Like, who I think should get the job, or who I think they would hire?
Well, I mean, obviously Kaepernick should get the job, right? But they would probably hire Johnny, right?
Yes. And look, here's the thing. We understand that Colin Kaepernick got blackballed. Whether or not he wins his collusion case, we know what happened.
Yeah.
I don't know how long we're going to play this game on Twitter where every time a quarterback gets signed, we get upset. Because, look, I mean, there are jobs that Colin Kaepernick is not even eligible for. He's not eligible for the third-string quarterback gig on,
right,
you know, on the Browns. Like, no one's even looking at him for that. So, look, and also, too, he might be better than what Washington has now. I mean, he is better. But, like, the idea, he hasn't played in, like, 2 years now. He's not just going to come
in. Yeah, he's screwed now.
In week one.
Yeah.
Like, and this idea that we've basically decided to break all norms of what we think about quarterbacks to say that if Colin Kaepernick was brought in by X team, you'd win immediately, which is just crazy.
Agreed. I think we could all agree that it's gone that is true, and yet that the league screwed him over. I think that those things don't have to be mutually exclusive.
Right, they're both true. Like,
yeah.
We know why he's not playing. I know it's upsetting to people. I get that. He may or may not win his collusion case. Eric Reed, by the way, is still suing the NFL. I don't know, I think it's kind of weird, but he's got a job. I don't know how much of a case he has there. But, yeah, we understand. It's not fair. I get it. But... You know, NFL is a private business. They can. This is the way they choose to do business. They're allowed to do that.
Jeff, we appreciate it, man. Thanks for joining us.
All right, take care, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.